right. Well, good evening. Welcome to the Rossford Exempted Village School District organizational meeting and budget hearing of January 5th, 2023. Would you please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. When we speak, if we could speak into the mic, because we do have this on online. Roll call.
Sharon Belcoffer.
Here.
Don Burks.
Here.
Tiffany Denzig.
Here.
Jackie Huffman.
Here.
Kent Murphy.
And Kent will not be here this evening, and he is excused. All right, exhibit number 3A, this is the nomination and election of officers. So we will begin with the election or the nominations for president. And I do want to, because Kent has given me information. And so he did say he would like to have myself as president and, well, you as, but again, if that is okay.
I agree.
I think you do a great job, and there's something to say for consistency. You do a great job.
Yes.
Okay. Well, as long as you guys are fine with that, I'm good with that. So
good.
All right. And then he also nominated Jackie for vice president for consistency again. That's what he shared in his messaging to me. Is there anyone else interested in being vice president?
I
feel that Jackie does a great job as my right-hand woman. Right-hand woman. All right. So, Jackie. All right. Exhibit number 3B. The motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education approved the issuance of a bond for the president of the board in the amount of $20,000 as stipulated by Ohio law as presented under Exhibit 3B.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Sharon Belcoffer.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Don Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 4. At this time, we will, if we could discuss when we will be doing our meetings. And what Kent has mentioned is that he can do Mondays. He would prefer if we stick to the second or the fourth Monday of each month because of the first. I'm sorry, wait a minute. It was on the second and fourth Monday of each month. That would be best. He does have 5 p.m. meetings on the first and third Mondays. So if we did it at 6:30, maybe sometimes he would be late. But if we could try to stick to the second and fourth Monday, that would be the best. All right, so let me go through. Sorry.
So for January, that would be the 23rd.
Yeah, let me get in here.
Because you're out.
I'm out, yeah, this next week. I could do the 23rd.
Okay. So the 23rd. Is that good for everybody?
I think that's the fourth one, two, three, four. Yep.
Okay, wait a minute. I don't know why this is doing. Oh, no. There we go. Okay, so then, what did I say, the second and the fourth? So the 13th is the 2nd February.
That's fine with
is
me.
Is that fine with everyone, the 13th?
Yep, for me, it's okay. How about you, Sharon?
For February?
February yes. 13th?
That's fine.
Okay, so February 13th, 23. All right, and then March is
the 13th.
I'm fine with that.
I'm good with that. March 13th.
That's fine.
Okay. Oh, you know what? What am I saying? I'm looking at this. Hold on a second. I'm sorry. I'm looking at this and I'm not even looking at my own stuff. Okay. Yes, the 23rd. Yes, the 13th. And I'm sorry. Sorry all about right. that. And yes, March 13th. Okay, moving on to the 10th. It's April 10th.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. I'm good.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's my spring break, so that's a no. So then can we try the 20th? Is that too late of a time, 24th?
24th is fine with me.
If it works for me.
Okay, so 4/24.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so moving on to May. So it's kind of pushing it, but
the second, May you could 8th. Be the 8th. Yeah. I don't have a problem with that.
Is that okay? Is that, yep. I mean, for Jamie and Dan, because that's kind of close. Like, there's only 2 weeks.
I don't think so. Usually at the April board meeting is when we do most of the
stuff. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
There's usually not a lot of staff, and that could be clean up in May if we need to.
Because there are five
Mondays
in May. But there, everybody's good.
There is a 4th and 5th grade music program that evening.
At what time?
7 p.m. on the 8th, I have. But, I mean, I think I just mentioned it to the board.
Okay, because I feel like we had agreed that we would do 6:30. Time yep. frame, correct?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Just be urgent about it, right? We're sticking with the 8th.
If that's okay with everyone.
That's with okay. fine with me.
Yeah.
All right. And then the 12th of June.
I'm fine.
I'm fine with
Sadly, that. Sadly, I have nothing else planned in my life, so I can make all of these.
Never say never, because that we say that now, and then things come up. Mm-hmm. So... as life continues. Mm-hmm. All right. So we will say the 12th of June.
Yes.
Okay. And then July, the 10th is when the second Monday is.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. And I am too. Okay. Well, August. We got the 14th of August.
I'm good with that.
So. Okay. I'm actually, that goes into like when I should be fine. So 8/14.
Yep.
Okay.
September is the only month that it doesn't work for me. I've got a wedding. I've got weddings, plural. So I would only be able to do the 4th or the 25th.
Okay. The 4th is Labor Day. So we definitely don't want to do that.
We're in September.
Yep. And which day, which ones did you say?
I can't do the 11th or the 18th. I've got weddings. Okay.
So then that works.
Like way out of
25th. Yeah. Well, and that works for the 25th.
Yeah.
Because that one is the 4th one.
Yeah.
I mean that everybody should be able to come. So we will keep, we'll do that for the 20th.
Sorry about that. But
no, that's fine. Again.
I didn't pick that month. I didn't pick any.
All right. So then the 9th is Columbus Day, but that doesn't really affect anybody, right? So because the October. Second Monday is the 9th of October.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Fine with me.
Okay. So is that gonna be okay for you all? Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And then November 13th. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And then December 11th.
Fine with me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. So there we go. That wasn't bad. All right. So
6:30, right?
6:30 p.m. Yep. All right. So the motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education set the dates of its regular meetings on the dates that we just discussed at 6:30 p.m. in the boardroom at the Rossford School's administrative offices. And it is further resolved that a meeting of the board shall take place at the dates, times, and places as scheduled unless appropriately changed by board action as presented under Exhibit 4.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Sharon Belcopper.
Yeah.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 5, the motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education established the Board of Education Service Fund in the amount of... Oh. Sorry, everything's... I've got an... I'm sorry. Okay, let us turn this down, people. Okay. I don't know what's going on with that. Okay, try this again. I apologize. The motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education established the Board of Education Service Fund in the amount of $9,500 for 2023 as presented under Exhibit 5.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Sharon Belcopper.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Ron Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number six. These are our committees. And up above there, you can see who was on the committees before. I will, like I said, Kent had asked if he could continue to be on the same committees that he was on previously. And are there any changes or any interest in any committees for this year? Or are we good with the committees that we're currently on?
This is a question for Jackie. Did you say that you work and it's hard for you to get to the policy committees?
Well, it depends on when they schedule them.
Okay.
Do you all schedule them? Or mm-hmm. I mean, do you schedule them kind of like this? Or is it scheduled just whenever? How does that
usually work? When the update comes.
Yeah, Lisa, yeah. No, you're fine. When they have things to update or we need to discuss something, they'll just send out when everyone's available. So, and
no problem. That's fine. I was just
okay.
Unless, I mean, again, if people want to switch or whatever, or are we good with the committees and how they are set up? Now, I know that Sharon, you are on the legislative liaison. Usually you attend the OSBA conferences to go to that. Because like this year I went, and I know you're the alternate, but I went and kind of to represent the Rossford schools. Are you good with staying as the legislative liaison?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. All right. Well, then I think we'll just keep everyone the same then, if everyone's okay with that.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So we'll just keep fill those in later. All right. Exhibit number seven. The motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education approve legal counsels as presented under exhibit seven.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Sharon Belcopper.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Abstain.
Don Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number eight. The motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education approve the standing authorizations for the 2023 calendar year as presented under exhibit eight.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Sharon Belcopper.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Don Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number nine. The motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education recognize the RACT and OPC AFS ACME local number 384 as the two bargaining agents for the school district as presented under exhibit nine.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Sharon Belcopper.
Yes.
Don Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 10. The motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education approve and adopt the tax budget for fiscal year 2024 and authorize the board president to sign the budget as presented and approve as presented under exhibit 10.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
Yeah, I'll just comment. This is just our five-year forecast put in the form that the county auditor wants it in. Numbers aren't any different.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that. Roll call.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Sharon Belcopper.
Yes.
Don Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 11. The motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education approve and adopt the confirming rate resolution as determined by the Budget Commission and authorize the necessary tax levies and certify them to the county auditor as presented under exhibit 11.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
Jamie, do you want to just briefly say that the one went up or?
Yeah, I do.
Thank you.
Yes. It didn't go up by much.
No.
If you look at the very last page, every year the county auditor will sit down and he will calculate what rate he is going to assess for our bonds. If you remember, the bonds were originally passed at 4.4 mils. Last year, the collection rate was 3.65, which is, it's a significant reduction. We've gone from 3.65 to 3.72, which quite honestly is pennies, and I'm not sure if I were Matt, I would have even done anything. But he tries to stay, when all the bonds are paid, he wants us to have a balance of about 15% of what the total bond payments are. As a reserve. So that's kind of how he gets to that number. He kind of backs into that number, but bottom line is we're still significantly under what was voted.
Which is wonderful for our taxpayers.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing that. All right. Roll call.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Sharon Belcoffer.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 12, open discussion. The only thing I will say is that we obviously split the two because we moved the meeting. And again, my goal then is to get that information out to you for the evaluations for Jamie and Dan. So any other open discussion items or anything with regards to the board? Okay. Exhibit number 13, motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education adjourn the Board of Education organizational meeting and budget hearing of January 5th, 2023.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Just happy new year to our district and looking forward to a great second semester. Roll call.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Sharon Belcoffer.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Meeting adjourned at 6:46 p.m. Thank you.
Thank you
for anyone who was on, and have a good evening.
Have a good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming.